Game Freak, the developer behind your favorite Pokemon games for the last 30 years, got hacked. A terabyte of juicy data was leaked on the family-friendly website 4chan, which includes employee data, source code for the Pokemon X and Y games, future game details, the codename for Nintendo Switch 2, and a really bizarre backstory about how your favorite Pokemon, Typhlosion, was conceived.
I did not have sexual relations with that Pokemon.
He's lying, but more on that later. The mysterious hacker behind the freak leak, though, is not out for blood, and appears to be a fan who's holding back a bunch of data to avoid spoilers. But what's most interesting is that this leak shed some light on why Nintendo's legal team has been ruthlessly attacking open-source Switch emulators like Yuzu and Ryu Jinx. Hide your kids, hide your wife, this is gonna be a weird one. It is October 22nd, and you're watching The Code Report. Game Freak was hacked earlier this year, and we first discovered this about a week ago on October 3rd. It's a Japanese company, and as we'll see, they really put the freak in Game Freak. Before we get freaky, though, let's talk about how this data breach actually occurred. It sounds like someone on the DevOps team did a chmod 777 on their GitLab server config file, with the credentials for an admin user on it. If you're not familiar with 777, it allows anyone to read, write, and execute a file. It wasn't some crazy quantum computing attack by the Russians, it was just some Pokemon fan snooping around who got lucky, and the rest is history. Game Freak issued an apology and will never let this happen again in the future, because as you can see here, it exposed all kinds of proprietary code and never-before-seen assets that we'll take a look at now.
Indeed, I did have a relationship
with that Pokemon.
One of the biggest reveals in this leak is the codename for the Nintendo Switch 2, Ounce. Back in January, the betting odds to see a Nintendo Switch released in 2024 were about 90%, but now the odds are all the way down to 20%. In any case, the leak confirms that they are working on a Pokemon game for the Nintendo Switch 2, which is now believed to be named Gaia, with the main theme being island exploring in an archipelago. What's most interesting, though, is that there's an alleged spec for the Nintendo Switch 2 that mentions 12 gigabytes of RAM, where the original Switch had 4 gigabytes, and 256 gigs of internal storage, compared to 32 on the original Switch, and will be powered by an NVIDIA Tegra processor, with people estimating a minimum price of $399. Wait a second, this just in, we've got some breaking news. It looks like another leak has just hit Nintendo, because yesterday on October 21st, a bunch of details about its private online playtest began appearing online. This time it doesn't appear to be hackers, but rather participants breaking their NDAs. It looks like they're building some kind of sandbox MMO like Minecraft or Roblox, or possibly just stress testing their multiplayer infrastructure. But Nintendo is DMCA striking anyone that posted online. So let's get back to our Game Freak leak, because one of the most revealing things is that it appears that the Switch 2 could have the same ROM format as Switch 1, and that would explain why Nintendo has been waging a ruthless war against the emulator community. Like Yuzu has been emulating Switch games since 2018, but it was just a few months ago when Nintendo filed a lawsuit that not only took Yuzu offline, but they also agreed to pay Nintendo $2.4 million. Then, the only Switch emulator left standing, Ryu Jinx, was contacted by Nintendo on September 30th, where they politely asked them to destroy their entire project, to which they agreed because they don't want to feel the wrath of Nintendo's legal team. The lead developer is based in emulation-friendly Brazil, and there is no lawsuit or DMCA takedown, but the threat of a lawsuit is certainly implied. And apparently, they were close to making an iOS and Android port, meaning Switch games could be played on tablets and phones. And that's a terrifying loss of revenue that Nintendo could just not allow to happen, especially with Apple and Google's App Store monopolies being broken up, allowing users to install third-party apps outside the app stores. Now, 99.9% of people out there don't emulate or pirate games, but for the average Pokemon fan, this leak was a goldmine of unreleased content. There's details and images about scrapped content from past games, details about new games in development, and details about upcoming film and TV projects. But I don't want to provide any spoilers. All this stuff is easily searchable on the internet now. But there is one piece of unreleased lore that you need to know about the backstory of classic Pokemon Typhlosion. Many moons ago, when the lines between Pokemon and humans were still blurred, Typhlosion disguised itself as a handsome GigaChad, deceiving a young girl into believing he was a suitable mate. The two formed a relationship, and one thing led to another, resulting in the girl giving birth to a half-human, half-Pokemon child. She was understandably freaked out, but Typhlosion was not too chill about it, and threatened to kill her dad if she told him the truth. Then, the half-human, half-Pokemon hybrid died, and they all lived happily ever after. This has been The Code Report. Thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next one.